The Volume.
Catching Phase is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Catching Phase, Aqib Tlaib here. So the NFL put out that teams who have COVID outbreaks will have to forfeit games instead of rescheduling. And Tlaib, I agree with the NFL, man. Teams should have to forfeit games. You have an outbreak, you can't play. We got to play them games, man, because I don't believe in cramming them games, rescheduling and having to cram them games together, man. It's the greatest team sport in the world. So, you know, the teams who all the guys is vaccinated, they have a better chance to win. The teams who don't have a lot of guys vaccinated, they at risk for the outbreak more than the guys who, you know, who are vaccinated, man. So we can't cram that schedule like we did last year, man. We had Pittsburgh play like 3 games in like 10 days, 11 days or something like that, man. It's no way a team should have to do that. That's not close to enough recovery times, man. 3 games we're talking about here. If a team have an outbreak, man, and another team is healthy enough to play, you should have to forfeit that game. And if you're missing a key position, then you should have to bring a guy in. It's a team sport. Get him up to speed. Have guys who you can bring in. Get him up to speed. It's 95 to 100 guys on a team right now. When the season starts, it's going to be 53, 63, or whatever it is. 53 guys, practice squad, 60 guys, or 62 guys now, or whatever it is. 40 guys know that system. Bring somebody in and plug them in and let them play, man. You got guys on standby. So I agree with the NFL as far as playing the games, not rescheduling games. But I can agree with the NFL on fining players for getting sick, basically, man. You can't fine guys for getting sick, man. Vaccinated or unvaccinated, you can't fine guys for getting sick. So you're telling me if a vaccinated guy catch COVID, he just go home, ain't nothing happen. But if a guy who not vaccinated catch COVID, he get fined $15,000. So, man, this unvaccinated guy could be doing everything else but getting vaccinated. He could be going nowhere, eating DoorDash every day, and he could go pump his gas or something and get COVID, and you're going to fine him $15,000. That's not right. This guy could be a undrafted rookie who just, you know, weary of his body and don't want to take the vaccine, but he doing everything else, and he gets sick, and then you fine him $15,000. That's not right, man. That's unfair. The team, the player is being punished enough by having to go home and not being able to help his team, or, you know what I'm saying? That's punishment enough, taking football away from guys. So you're going to take $15,000 for him, man. That's definitely uncalled for, man. I handle the situation exactly like the NFL would as far as forfeiting games. And, you know, the schedule is the schedule. You got to get to that schedule. But as far as finding players, that's some bullshit, man. We can't do that. You can't do that, man. We can't control the pandemic. It's not our fault. You know what I'm saying? Even guys who are vaccinated, they still can catch the virus, man. So you can't separate the two like that, man. Then my takes for the week. We got an interview with Michael Brockers coming up, man. Y'all don't want to miss it. Lock in. We catching fades. One thing I love about betting on my favorite sport is that I'm always finding new player props and new game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is that you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called the Same Game Parlay Bet. And you can only find it on FanDuel. Last night, I took the Colorado Rockies +1.5 against the Anaheim Angels. And I picked Shohei Ohtani to hit a home run. Same Game Parlays is just one of the reasons I bet with FanDuel. Easy to place your bet fast during the game if you see a trend that you like. Just download FanDuel Sportsbook app today and create a same-day parlay and use promo code FAZE at sign up. New users get their first bet risk-free up to $1,000. FanDuel will refund you $1,000 back site credit if you don't win. That's promo code FAZE so they know I sent you. You must be 21 and older, present in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Minimum bet $10. Max bonus $200. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and Virginia. Or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia. Catching Faze, Aqib Talib here. We got my dog, now Detroit Lion. You know what I'm saying? Michael Brockers. Brock, what's up, baby?
What's good? Y'all see me rocking the Tigers getting that. This hat was fire, you know what I'm saying?
So I had to come. You've been waiting to wear one of them anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What's up with you?
Man, I'm good, bro. Good. Doing a lot of moving and shaking, but besides.
Fam good.
Man, family's great, bro. Family's great. How about yourself, bro? How about yourself?
You know, they good, man. We making it do. You know what I'm saying? Making this money move out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to holler at you about it. I'm going to be out there. You know what I'm saying? You already know. Let's get to it, man. My dog, Houston, Texas. Born in Houston, Texas. Grew up Houston, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You lead the state, go to LSU. Why you pick LSU?
Picked LSU because I didn't want to be the typical go to Texas A&M. You know, I want to go out there to SEC. Because, you know, I've seen a lot of guys from the SEC go first round, go to the draft. So, you know, that just made sense to me.
Yeah, you can't really ask nobody why they left Texas if they go to, like, Bama, LSU, right. O-State, or, like, SC. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know why I left. Shit, because it's LSU, baby.
Right, come on,
what
man.
What you mean? So, you were there, what you went, for 2 years?
I was at LSU for 3 years. I redshirted my first year and played 2 seasons.
All right. So you was there really while I was popping, right? When the Bama and LSU, when that shit was live, right?
Right.
Right. You think it was live then, it's live now. Is that rivalry still there? Is it one-sided? Or what is it, bro?
It's going to always be there just because LSU and Alabama both in the West. So you know, they both got to face each other each and every year. Usually they always in the top 10. So it's always going to be a rivalry between them two teams right there.
Yeah. And they names both popping right now. So they're going to keep getting them recruiting classes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, now they paying players, you know, the top dogs going to be the top dogs. So that's going to crank up the top dogs too. You know what I'm saying? So, bam, you leave LSU, you go to St. Louis under Fitch. What them Jeff Fitch days is like, bro?
Man, them days was wonderful, man. Jeff knew how to treat his players, bro. He was a player's coach. He kept it real with you, but at the same time, man, he kept the locker room and just the atmosphere inside the building, like, you know, up, you know. Even though we didn't have the best seasons, like, we had the most fun. You know, we did pranks. We did all kind of stuff, little stuff for holidays. So, he definitely kept the morale high in the locker room.
You hear that a lot about Fitz, too. That's you probably like fifth, sixth person I done heard that. I probably done heard that from you before, but you probably like the fifth, sixth person I done heard say that, man. So, what you would rather have, a vibe, a locker room, or you would rather have a straightforward, by this business, win games, the cool coach, or the win about his business coach?
Bro, like how we had it, how we was in when we was in LA, bro. Like,
we
kept it cool, cope aesthetic, you know. Right. And he let us be us, but at the same time, when it was time to get down to the grind, we knew what to do, you know what I'm saying, what it took to get to work. So I just, you know, I'd rather have somebody let us be us, but at the same time, when it's time to get on that grind, let's get on, do our thing, and then we can go back to the locker room and chill.
That's right. You gotta have the right group, the right vets, you know what I'm saying, on the team to get that shit done. And we did, you know what I'm saying? We had nice little vibe, nice little group. You know what I'm saying? So then boom, y'all move to LA. Mm-hmm. That's really like switching teams. You ain't really switch teams, but it's like you switch teams. The family had to move and do all that. What was the difference, man, between Fish vibe, Sean vibe, and just St. Louis and LA vibe? Just what was the difference?
You go from the Midwest to the West Coast. So, you know, we went from having one or two games, national games, to having six or seven, you know, saying, or eight, you know, because we're always on TV. Everybody wants to see the Rams. They're always on TV. So I think if that was the biggest thing, obviously you got the Midwest, go to West Coast, it was a different vibe, but I think the biggest thing was that notoriety, you know what I'm saying? Even when we weren't good, we were still on TV.
Right.
I just, you know, that was dope.
that time zone too. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna have you. It's only a few Cali teams. So look, that 4:30 game gonna probably be somewhere around there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? For real.
For sure.
So you brought up our team, our 2018 team. You know what I'm saying? What else? What else you think made us special? Besides our vibe.
I mean, I just think everybody believed in what we were going to do. I remember this is one thing that I took from that season is what you said. Like, you was like, bro, if we can get our stuff together, bro, we're going all the way. And I know it. And from you saying that, because you already been there,
yeah,
made everybody else believe like, okay, he know what he talking about because he didn't already been there.
Hell
so
yeah.
if he see that in us, then why can't we go all the way? You know what I'm saying? Why can't we go to the bowl? So when you said that and we had all the other OGs saying the same thing and just going out there competing and doing what we got to do, man, it just made sense. Like, all right, yeah, we're going to Super Bowl. Because we're beating people too bad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're going to Super Bowl.
You hit it on the head. It was that confidence that was in our whole building. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like, we definitely had it on D. You know what I'm saying? Sean and them had it on offense. They dropping 30 a game. And we was like,
right.
We nice like this. You know what I'm saying? Sean and them dropping 30. Ain't no way. We ain't finna win the chip. You know what I'm saying? We had to run into Tommy and them people, though, man. We know. We all know how that shit go. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, though. So we fast forward. Bam, Detroit. You know what I'm saying? You out there in Detroit. JG out there in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? What's the state of Detroit? How y'all feel about it?
Feel really good about it because they started off with the coaching staff. Like each time, you know, like you've been talking, like each time we've been talking about the coaching staff is the most important thing. Like if you get a good coaching staff that can communicate with the players and get across with what they want.
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying? And also let the players be themselves. Don't try to change the players and make them robots or make them this and that. Like we all different individuals, but we all got something and we bring something to this team. So if you just treat us like men, and, you know, let us know what's up from the get-go. I mean, we can't do nothing but respect that. And that's what Dan and his staff has done. And Dan, you know, on a deeper note, he has a full, you know what I'm saying, most of his staff is African-American. So, you know, when I looked at that, I said, Dan, get it.
Yeah.
Dan, get it. You know what I'm saying? He one of them guys that
he was in that locker room. Yeah.
Right. You're right. He was in that locker room. You know, he giving everybody their chance to shine. Everybody, you know, moved from positions. You know, they was, you know, at lower DB codes here and there. Not the DC. You know, we got AG.
Right.
And Glenn, he the DC now. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So I just like that concept of how Dan has built this team. And, you know, we do have a young team. But I think, like you said, like we said earlier, once he treats us like men, just communicate with us and what he want, man, we can get the job done.
You feel like it's a different vibe in the building now that Matt Patricia gone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of the guys from the ex, you know, from the ex regime loves this regime. I mean, they really have no choice, but it's a night and day situation.
That's like, how they feel know, over there, right?
That's how they feel. They like, bro, this coaching staff gets it. Like, they talking to us, you know what I'm saying? They answering our questions like we want them to answer. You know, sometimes coaches who got their ego behind whatever
blow y'all, you already know,
bro.
I mean, so, they don't really do that shit to lead, but I already know, bro.
You know, bro. So everybody appreciate that and just respect them. So, I mean, we definitely go do something.
That's good. I got some young boys over there, too, man. Little Jeff, a couple of DBs. I'm going to hit on them and check their temperature over there. So, speaking of Matty P, why you think them Patriot coaches don't be succeeding like that when they leave? Bill O'Brien, Matty P, you know what I'm saying? Who else? Who I'm leaving now? Josh McDaniels, he left for a little minute. Why you think they don't leave and have that good success like the Patriots do?
Because they try to be Bill Belichick, bro. You can't be Bill Belichick, bro. Like, you can take a couple of his concepts, but make it your own. Don't try to be him. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of them coaches try to be him. Like, yes, that philosophy works for him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Have your own philosophy. Do your own thing. I just think that a lot of them guys take whatever they seen Bill do and try to do the same thing. And it don't work out the same because it don't work for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It worked for him. You know what I mean?
Because they not Bill. They
not Bill, bro.
You know I'm saying? You ain't going to have Bill say shit to people and you respect it. I was there. Look, you respect it because he Bill.
And
Bill O'Brien them say some shit to people. People gonna look at it like, motherfucker, you ain't Bill. So I feel what you're saying. Let's get back to them Lions though, man. What my dog JG looking like out there, man?
Man, he looking like he a leader, bro. He a leader, bro. And I like that confidence that he got. Like, man, I done did this before. I done been on a team that went from, you know, nothing to something.
Right.
And I just, you know, he's carrying himself like that. And I love to see that about himself.
That's what's up. And man, I've been saying it on this show, my other show. Watch, JG gonna play a lot. Everybody wanna system him up, right? Man, look, mm-hmm. JG done won in Pop Warner in high school and in college. And look, he's just a winner, bro. So he gonna play a lot better than everybody think he is. Only thing is, who the fuck he gonna throw the ball to, bro? What that room looking like over there? That's what make me nervous about the Lions. You know what I'm saying? Just
right.
If JG would go in, if he would have got Chase or if he would have got Bama, you know what I'm saying, Smith. Mm-hmm. But what that room gonna do for him, bro?
Man, you know, who knows, man? But I think this is a great time for them dudes to step up and make their name known. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these guys are undrafted or they're coming from different teams where they wasn't the man. Right. Now you got the chance to be the man. Let's see what you got to do.
You know now you get Let's the targets, right?
You right. Now you get the target. Let's see what you go do. So, I mean, you know, it's up to them on how they want to do it. I mean, we have a hell of an offensive line, so you already know we're going to run that ball.
I know y'all going to tell it.
You know we're going to run that ball.
I caught a Lions game last year, so I really had to get into it and see what they got. Oh, man, look, they got something on that line, I'm telling you. D-line, too. The rookie y'all drafted. Where he from? Ole Miss, where he from? Smith, Melvin.
It's one. Yeah, that guy. Where is he from? He's from like North 29 Carolina State.
Or something. He wore 29 or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. He going to be in the mix with y'all, Brock. I'm telling you, he nice.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the game. Yeah. Once it really get down to it, he going to be in the game. He going to be next to you a couple times. You're going to look like Lee told me you was going to be in with me, fam. Come on.
Let's right.
Up front, y'all got what it takes. That's how I know the Lions could do something. So week 7, y'all play them Rams, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know I got that circle.
You got that circle. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? I bet you and JG got that circle, man. So I'm going to definitely be tuned in, man. Hopefully, I'll be working. Hopefully, I'll call that game or something. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
Hopefully,
come
they
on.
Give it get to
my,
me, man.
Give my guy that game, bro.
You already know. I need it. Hey, Brock, I appreciate you, baby. I ain't going to hold you, man. We nice and neat on this side. But
I appreciate it, bro.
Anytime. You said you was asking about the podcast stuff before we hopped on. Anytime you got any questions, or when you start your podcast, you want to break it, you want to leave to come on, foundation, anything you got, fam. We got a nice little platform, man. Hit on me. We'll break it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, brother. Thanks for having me, my G.
Hey, we catching fades, Michael Brockers.